Hi, and welcome to Mathsit Podcast F23, covering graphs and charts. For question 1, we're given some information about the region people came from a conference. We have to draw a pie chart to represent this data. Notice that there's a spare column in the frequency table. We can use this to write down the angle that we draw each section at. To do this, we need to first add up the frequencies to find out how many people were at the conference. If you do this, 44 plus 25 plus 31 plus 80 gives 180. We then need to see what we multiply this by to get 360, since there are 360 degrees in a full turn. You should be able to see fairly easily that 180 multiplied by 2 gives 360. If not, divide 360 by 180 to get this value. So the multiplier from frequency to angle must be 2, since 180 multiplied by 2 is 360. So if we multiply our frequencies by 2, 44 times 2 gives us 88, 25 times 2, 50, 31 times 2 is 62, and 80 times 2, 160. These are the angles that we should draw the pie chart at. So, if you get your angle measurer, put the centre of the angle measurer on the corner of the midland section, and zero on the line that is vertical, you should see that the midland section is 88 degrees. To draw the next one, you need to turn the angle measurer around so that the centre point of the angle measurer is still on the corner of the midland section, in the centre of the circle. The zero goes along the next line, the one that was at 88 degrees, and measure 50 degrees around the circle. Put a dot here, then remove your angle measurer and draw a straight line exactly from the centre to this dot. Then we need to draw the 62 degree section, so again put your angle measurer so that the centre is on the center of the circle, the zero line is along the line that you've just drawn, measure around 62 degrees and put a dot, and then draw this line in. Make sure you're accurate when you're drawing your line. We then need to check that the last section is 160 degrees. Do this by putting your angle measure again on the center, putting zero along the line you've just drawn, and checking that the vertical line on the midland section is at 160 degrees. The final thing we need to do here to gain all the marks is to write down the labels in each section. Midlands is done for you, so put London in the next section, write Southern England in the next one, and Northern England in the next section. This will get you all 3 marks. Question 2 is a stem and leaf question. We're given results for weights of turnips in grams. We have to draw a stem and leaf diagram to show the information. The first thing to do is to fill in the stem. The stem should go up in tens. Notice that the lowest value is in the 140s, in fact 147. The highest value is in the 180s, again in fact this is 189. So we need to go from the 140s to the 180s in tens. So in the stem you should write 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. These represent 140 to 180. Now we need to start writing the leaves down. Now really you should do this in pencil, since you need to reorder it afterwards. If you haven't got a pencil, do it in pen, but then we will need to draw another stem and leaf diagram of the data in order. Ideally start at the top left hand corner with 178. Now we have the 17 written down in the stem, representing 170, so we just need to write an 8 in the leaf column. Then for 189, we need to write a 9 in the 18 column. Next one, 147, so write a 7 in the 14s row. Another 147, so another 7 in this row. Then 166, so we should write a 6 in the 16 row. We should have 2 7s in the 14 row, a 6 in the 16 row, an 8 in the 17 row, and a 9 in the 18 row. This covers the top row of data, which we should cross out each time we write one down in the stem and leaf table. So moving on to the second line, you would then write 7 in the 16 column, next to the 6 that we've already written there, and cross this number off, 167. Keep going until you get a stem and leaf table which has 14, 7, 7, 7, 8 in the first row, 15, 3, 8, 5, 2, 8, 1 in the next row, 16, 6, 7, 4, 6, 5 in the next row, 17, 8, 1, 2 in the next row, and finally at the bottom, 18, 9, 9. Remember that with stem and leaf tables, you have to reorder this data in each row so that it runs from smallest to biggest. Doing this gives us a stem with 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. In the 14 row, we have 7, 7, 7, 8. In the 15 row, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 8. In the 16 row, 4, 5, 6, 6, 7. In the 17 row, 1, 2, 8. And finally, in the 18 row, 9, 9. The stem and leaf table must be in order to gain all three marks. Moving on to question 3. Question 3 gives us some data referring to the weight and cost of some bikes. We have to plot this information on a scatter diagram with some values already plotted. So, for the first one, weight is 10.9, so we need to go across to 10.9 on the weight axis. This is one small square before 11, since one small square counts for 0.1 kilograms. We then need to go up to 2,699. Now, one small square up represents 50. So when we plot 2,699, we need to go up from our 10.9 on the weight axis to 2,500, and then we need to really go up 200 more, so we need to go up another 4 little squares. Mark this position with a cross. We then need to plot 12.2, 2049, so go across to 12.2, this will be 2 small squares past the 12. Then if you go up to 2000, we need to go up one more square from this, as that represents 50, and gives us 2050, which is close enough to 2049, since 1 doesn't mean much on the axis. Again, mark this point with a cross. Finally, we need to mark 12.7, 1699, which can be 1700. So go across to 12.7, again 7 small squares past the 12. Then if you go up to 1500, we need to go another 200 more than this, which is 4 small squares, so 4 small squares past the 1500 line. Again, mark this with a cross. For part B, we need to describe the relationship between the weight of a bike and its cost. Now, the correct way to write this is negative correlation. Negative correlation means that as one value goes up, the other value goes down. However, you can still get the mark here for writing something like, as the weight goes up, the cost comes down. For part C, we need to draw a line of best fit on a scatter graph. The line of best fit should try to fit the crosses as best as possible, leaving approximately the same number on each side and fitting the direction with which a cross is going. My line of best fit goes from 8.1 3,750 to 13.2 1,250. Your line of best fit should fit this fairly closely. For part D of this question, we need to use the line we've just drawn to find an estimate of the cost of a bike with a weight of 9 kilograms. So if you find the 9 kilograms line on the weight axis, we go vertically up from here, draw a line on the graph if you wish, you should find that it goes across to somewhere near 3,300. Mine goes exactly 3,300. Yours might be slightly above or slightly below this, depending on where you've drawn your line of best fit. Even if you draw your line of best fit incorrectly and don't gain the mark for that, you can still gain the mark for using this line that you've drawn to find the value for cost for a weight of 9 kilograms using your graph. Our final question, question 4, is a bar chart question. were told that David and Haley are pupils at different schools, and that they've each done an investigation into their teacher's favourite colours. David's bar chart of his teacher's favourite colours is shown. We have to write down two things that are wrong with David's bar chart. The most obvious thing is that there is a colour label missing. It says red, blue, then there's a gap, and then green. Obviously, there should be a label here. Another thing that's wrong is that if you look at the blue bar, it goes to 4.5. And you can't have 4.5 teachers having a favourite colour. Another thing that's wrong is that there is no title for the graph. We're then shown Haley's bar chart in part, and we have to complete the bar chart. We're told that 9 teachers said yellow was their favourite colour, and 4 teachers said that green was their favourite colour. Notice that the scale on this bar chart is different, as it goes up in twos. So 9 should be between the 8 and the 10 value on the frequency. The bar should be the same width as the other bars, 1 square. So at yellow, draw a bar that is 1 square wide and goes up to halfway between the 8 and the 10. For green, there were 4 teachers, so we need to draw a bar at green, again 1 square wide, and up to the value 4 on the frequency. These can be shaded in, but it doesn't matter. For part C of this question, we're asked which colour was the mode for the teachers that Haley asked. The mode is a value that occurs most often, so from the frequency diagram, we can see that blue has the highest frequency, so therefore blue is the mode of the teacher's favourite colours. For part D, we have to work out the total number of teachers that Haley asked. To do this, we need to find the frequency for each of the different colours and add these together. The frequency for red is 6, for blue is 11, for yellow is 9, and for green is 4. 6 add 11 add 9 add 4 is 30, so Haley asked 30 teachers. And finally, for part E, we need to write down the fraction of the number of teachers that Haley asked who said red was their favourite colour. Now we know that the frequency for red was 6, and that the total number of teachers was 30, so this can be written 6/30. To cancel this down, we can simply divide the top and the bottom of this fraction by 6, giving us 1/5. And that concludes Maths It Podcast F23, covering graphs and charts.